Hi guys. Hello. Praise God. Hey guys, I said praise God. You know, we're going to change up this service a little bit today. And because, like John said to me earlier, the elephant in the room is that we came within a half an inch of waking up this morning to a very different country, a very different nation. Partially our fault, because when you put your trust in one man, that's not a good thing. But you can trust his anointing. That comes from God. And every time they've tried to either prosecute him, or which is really persecution, all of these unjust things, he only gets more popular. That's a sign of the anointing. That was the sign that was on the kings of Israel, the good kings, is no matter what they tried to do to him. And even the prime minister of Babylon was Daniel. And every time they tried to do him, you know, dirty, look what happened. He just got elevated and elevated and elevated. That's happening. So if you're really, whatever your personal feelings are for Donald Trump, just put them to the side and watch what God is doing. His nucleus, his nuclear base yesterday just increased a tremendous amount. And a lot of those who were suffering terribly from that disease called Trump derangement syndrome. It's a real thing, I'm telling you, it's a real thing. And it's total blindness. But look, have we ever had a more pro-life president? Have we ever had a more pro-life Israel or pro-Israel president? Have we ever had a one that was so honored by the troops and those who say, I'll fight for you? See, all of those are contributing factors of the reality that Donald Trump is anointed by God to do something. And there are just some people who have to go in there with the skin of a rhino and just get it done, and he's the guy to do it. He's a lot like Jehu in the Old Testament. And he was like a wild man. They didn't know what to do with him. But he brought the whole nation back to God. And so it was a typology that we can see. So this morning, what we're going to do is we are going to have some time of worship, but we're going to have intervals, praise and worship, prayer. Praise and worship, prayer. And during that time, if you want to take communion, the elements are on the back as well. It's not going to be a formal like we do. And I think you're probably one of the most educated congregations about communion that there is. When you partake of that, you are making a declaration that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and that his blood sits before the Father, and his blood is in you too, in your spirit man. So we're going to have communion during that time. That's whatever you want to do. And let's see, what else did I write down here? These are details I'm not used to. We're going to pray prayers for our country, prayers for President Trump. And I say president because I really believe he won the last election, whether you believe it or not. I think that's a weapon right now. And you are all welcome to come up in an orderly way during this time to share a word, to pray, to lead us in prayer. to share a scripture with you. And we're just asking, keep it brief. And in prayer, you have something for us, darling.
Just to set the tone, as PT said, this service is to honor the Lord and everything he did yesterday. And I just wanted to read something. Some of you may have seen this. President Trump posted on Truth Social this morning. And it's pointing, of course, to our God, our Savior, our Lord, our everything. And he acknowledged him. And he wrote, "Thank you to everyone for your thoughts and prayers yesterday, as it was God alone who prevented the unthinkable from happening. We will fear not, but instead remain resilient in our faith and defiant in the face of wickedness. Our love goes out to the other victims and their families. We pray for the recovery of those who were wounded and hold in our hearts the memory of the citizen who was so horribly killed. In this moment, it is more important than ever that we stand united and show our true character as Americans, remaining strong and determined and not allowing evil to win. I truly love our country and love you all and look forward to speaking to our great nation this week from Wisconsin."
Hey. Amen.
So he acknowledged God. Amen. We'll just leave this right up here, so as people feel led, then we'll just put it up here.
That's good. I'll open it up. You could. Okay, you're that good. You know, and right after, on the tails of last month's message, where it says a forgiving heart is a true heart, God honors that. When you forgive the murderer, when you forgive the thief, when you forgive those who have hurt you and persecuted you, I'm telling you something, the devil hates that so much, he will get you to want to take it into your own hands and put vengeance. No, look, you may not want to pray for President Biden. You got to work up a lot of gas to get that thing going. But I was talking to John about this earlier. Jesus said the same thing about the Pharisees. And he said, look, do as they say, but not as they do, because they say and do not what they say. In other words, they're hypocrites. And he said, but they sit in Moses' seat, and God made the seat. God made the presidency in the Constitution, which I believe was authored primarily by God. It's the only one like it in the entire history of the world. And that put that seat. So let's honor the seat and not get all bitter at somebody who doesn't know his right hand from his left. So, you know what? If you want to take the devil out of play and stop his mess, pray for that man. Pray for that man. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We'll get this shofars in a minute. We come before you because we know that as we hear those shofars ring and blast, that is really the angels and the trump of God. No pun intended. Actually, it was. The trump of God is sounding through that. And there's a change coming to this nation. There is a wonderful liberation coming to the church, the people of God, and the empowerments that the church was given when Jesus rose from the dead are now taking place, are now being unfolded, unlocked, revealed to the people so they can walk in the power of God and be like they were in the book of Acts, where it said great fear came on the people and they dared not touch themselves, connect themselves with them, because they knew there was a holy standard in the church. They knew that death and life was in the power of the church. That's the truth. That's what the Bible teaches. Jesus said, whoever sins you remit are remitted. Whoever sins you retain are retained unto them. Look, we have power to release the mercy and the grace of God into this earth right now. And in the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up President Trump to you right now. And we thank you for sparing his life. We thank you, Father, for deflecting those bullets. We thank you, Father. Lord, not that we wanted them to hit other people and fall by the wayside. They're not forgotten. They are patriots who died as martyrs, that died as spectators, that died for, they stood for something. That assassins or rebellion never even thought about standing for. We thank you, Father, for President Trump and his strength. We thank you, Father, for his wife, Melania. We thank you for his children that are all coming to support. We thank you for even extended family members, that they will be protected and covered, surrounded by angels with their swords drawn and waiting to protect. Thank you, Father. Those who are supporting President Trump, Lord, I pray that our voice come out and be heard in the simplicity of the love of God, in appreciation and gratitude for this nation that is about to saddle a new president, a new leader, one who has a proven record, one who has the witness in himself that he has the anointing of God on him. We thank you, Father. We praise you, Father God. So let the angels blast that horn. Let us come together in unity today. Let's go ahead and do it. Praise you, Jesus. Rise up, Lord. Rise up in your church. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Tendora mekhilele kanamandro vidle basindele fora kanle bata. Tesra bakhara lama sobrato. Sendoria bakhara lama sobra vidle bata kidle bata. Prosondon de lama sobra. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we give you glory. We know it was you that saved our elected officials. We know it was you who spared Donald Trump's life. We know it was you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Wonderful Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. John and Jolene, let's blast those horns, man. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Yeah. Praise you, Jesus. 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 Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Oh, glory to you, Jesus. Glory to you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. Holy, holy, holy God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God Almighty. Praise you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, let the praises come from deep inside. Praise you, Lord. We praise you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Jesus.
Chosen, not forsaken.
place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. There's a place I've retreated. Shake the dust off of my feet. The noise turns down. I hear you speak. It's a different kind of peace. It's a deep calling to deep. Sit down. Locked on the King, it is well, my soul it sings. It's a simple kind of free when I'm with you and you're with me. So let your love come take up controlling things. When I'm with you, I can breathe. You're my source, my shield, the strength that carries me. With my eyes locked on the King, it is well, my soul is.
Thank you.
is yours, God.
Thank you so much, guys. Hey, let's thank KPA for leading worship this morning. For those of you who don't know, we do have a school, K through 12. It's called Kairos Patriot Academy. And Haley and Piper, the last of the Von Trapp singers. Well, praise God. I don't want to get all emotional here. But thank you. And you may be seated. And if you can. It's getting pretty lively in here today. And at this time, I'd like to dismiss the children to go back to JAM, Jesus and Me. That's our children's ministry. Thank you, Haley. Thank you, Piper. Praise God. I'd like to go back to that one chorus that we were singing. It'll come up in a second. All glory, all honor, all blessing, all power, all wisdom, dominion is yours, God, forever. And you know what? Jesus took that power, he took that authority, he took that dominion, he said, all power is given unto me. And then you know what he did with it? He put it right back on the church. Go ye. Therefore, all powers, therefore you go. And that's what happened in the book of Acts. You know, the book of Acts was written because the apostles acted. You gotta put motion, and you gotta move your mouth to move your faith, and then you gotta move your body with corresponding actions to back that up. It's a new life. We live in a different kingdom than the world does. And the reason we get into so much trouble sometimes is we're operating in the world system and not in God's. The kingdom of God will be forever. This world is passing away. So get used to being in step with the Lord. Amen?
Yeah.
And I know you guys do that. I'm preaching to the choir here. But we can always use improvement. I know I can, huh? Amen. We were created to have dominion. Let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. You see, you got to take dominion. Dominion is an aggressive word. And you take it by prayer. You take it by surrendering to the truth. Because the Word of God is what gives you the dominion. So don't be afraid to walk in the Word. We're not going to give our regular message today. Man, it was a good one too. But, and it's kind of burning in me. But you know, with these events yesterday, the major event yesterday with President Trump, we decided we need to just put all that aside for a minute and let the Spirit just lead us into what He wants to do from this point on to the election.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to let people come up and pray from time to time. And I know I don't have to say this to you. I mean, you guys are so wonderful and respectful. This is not a time for preaching. It's not a time for hallelujah. It's not a time for showboating. It's a time.
Right.
This is, and I know you wouldn't do that, but there's time for prayer. We need prayer.
Yeah.
And I notice this in a lot of places that prayer becomes preaching. Don't do that. It's a request. You're making requests of God. You're asking Him. And part of that is calling forth. So be respectful of that. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God. Father, as we transition, we still are in worship of You. We adore You. We thank You, Father, for Your wonderful hand and the way You displayed it yesterday.
Yes.
When President Trump just kind of moved just a little bit, that movement reflects on us that every movement we make, we need directed by the Holy Spirit. We need to walk in step with your foresight and your ability to see things that we can't see. And we humble ourselves to the eyes of the living God. Flood the eyes of our understanding with light, we ask. Flood the eyes of our understanding with the light of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the light of the knowledge of you, Father, the light of the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Flood the eyes of our understanding with light so that each day we can know what we're called to, what we're called to say, do, accomplish, pray about, that each day become an offering to you, from us to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Give the eyes of our understanding a floodlight of understanding, a floodlight of wisdom, a floodlight of revelation. Illuminate our souls, illuminate our minds, illuminate what you will illuminate in our minds. As we walk in understanding of our hope, the inheritance that you've laid up for us, that we can tap into. Oh, and the exceeding greatness of your power. To us who believe, we walk in faith, we receive that power. We walk in faith, we walk in that power. We walk in faith, we live in that power. We live in that grace. We live and move and have our being in the living God. We were made to have dominion in the earth. We were created. And did you know that dominion never changed even after the fall? It was still in man. The dominion was still man's. The devil doesn't have a physical body to operate in dominion. He needs human cooperation in order to get anything. We're the mud that he has to wade through to get anything done. But when we were recreated on the inside in the likeness and image of God, guess what happened? As he is, so are we in this world. You want to know who you are in the spirit? Look at the Mount of Transfiguration, because he's in you. He's recreated your spirit to be just like him. Not just mostly like him, just like him. Just like him. So we can go to God and we can pray in a righteous heart with standing before God that cannot be denied, because the blood of Jesus has already bestowed that righteousness upon us and cleansed us from all unrighteousness, therefore making us the righteousness of God in Christ. I know that's a hard term to understand, but just accept it for now and you do your own study. Like I said, you know, we go to scriptures and we get more questions than answers after a while. You got to stop, look and listen, and stop and look at that scripture. What is this saying to me? Because it's trying to give you a new identity. That word is your new identity. In Christ, you are a new creation. You have power. You have dominion. You have might. You have glory. He gave his glory back to you so that you could walk in the earth just like he did. In fact, in 1 John chapter 2, I think it's verse 6. Maybe it was verse 5. It says, if we say we know him, we ought to walk even as he walked. That's not a challenge. That's a license to walk as he walked. Praise God. That's an authorization. So we can stand, we can stand in the presence of God, we can pray without a shred of doubt that he's listening and that he hears us. That's the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, We know he hears us. And if we know he hears us, anything we ask shall be given to us, because we're asking according to his word, his will. So find a scripture, meditate on it, and pray that scripture. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody got a prayer? Anybody got a word, scripture for us? Come on, Dwight, give us some heaven.
You know, as I was sitting here this morning, I'm, you know, you guys know me. I don't watch the news. I never look at the news. Beth gets all these updates, you know, that get sent to her phone. So that's how I found out yesterday. But this morning I was sitting here and I was thinking, you know what? The word says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. So I went and looked that up, right? I'm just going to cut in. That's Isaiah 54, and I'm going to cut in at verse 8. You know, let me lay the background. He actually starts talking about being barren. That you're not going to be barren. You're going to be fruitful. And it's just, this isn't pregnancy. Actually, if you look carefully, he's prophesying about the Messiah. But it applies because all of the promises in him are yes and amen. All of the prophecies that apply to Jesus apply to you, because he died and gave them to you. So in verse 8, with a little wrath, I hid my face from you for a moment. Where's that? That's what happened on the cross. That's where everything was given to us, because God hid his face for a moment and let Jesus take all of the punishment that we deserved, right? You know what? I don't care what Donald Trump, I don't care what Joseph Biden has done all in his life. If he'll put his faith in the blood of Jesus, he can be redeemed. We are redeemed, all right? We are redeemed by the blood of God. But with everlasting kindness, I will have mercy on you. God's got mercy for the United States. If we'll bow, if we'll receive him as our Redeemer. For this is like the waters of Noah to me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, much as they might have tried last night, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you nor rebuke you. God's not rebuking you. God's not condemning you. God is not mad at you. He's mad about you. This is a promise. Wait, until the earth is totally covered with water again, God is never going to be mad at you. Guess what? It's never going to be covered with water again, because he said it wouldn't. God is never mad at you. He's never angry at you. He's not angry at Donald Trump. He's not angry at the person that tried to kill him. We are under the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. It's there for us. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has mercy on you. No matter how much turmoil and trouble the world seems to have in store for us, praise God, mercy and peace are ours. But we've got to focus our attention on what this word says and not what we see in the news media. Oh, you afflicted one. Okay, he knows we've got trouble. Tossed with tempest and not comforted, behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. Now, here's where I started thinking this could actually apply to President Trump, because has he been afflicted for the last 8 years? You know, he said one time, they're after you, I'm just in the way. Never have I seen in all my 60 plus years the media and the left attack somebody so vehemently, blatantly lie accuse, torment. Oh, you afflicted one, tossed with tempest and not comforted. Behold, I will lay your stones with colorful gems and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of rubies, your gates of crystal, and all your walls of precious stones. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. I claim that over my children and my grandchild. In righteousness, you shall be established. I've talked to you guys about righteousness before, right? I've preached to you. You are righteous. If you believe Jesus died, his blood was shed, and he rose again, you're righteous. You are righteous. In righteousness, you shall be established. You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear. If you've got fear, tell it to take a hike. Fear is faith in the devil's ability to harm you. But Jesus said, no evil will befall you, nor any plague come near your tent. You shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. God's not bringing calamity. God didn't try to kill President Trump. God's not trying to kill Joe Biden. Okay? Wicked things are going to come, but not from me. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall for your sake. We got a promise right here in Isaiah that when weapons are coming against you, when people are coming against you, they're going to fall if you put your trust in God. If you don't fear, if you don't succumb to terror. This is just so powerful. Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire, who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the spoiler to destroy. No weapon. Listen to this. He just said, I created the spoiler to destroy. And then the next word. No weapon formed against you will prosper. What is to prosper? To succeed in the purpose for which it's intended. So no weapon formed against you is going to succeed in the purpose for which it was intended. No weapon formed against Donald Trump is going to succeed in the purpose for which it was intended. And that includes the news media, because they have made themselves a weapon against him. They are not going to succeed. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me. You know, the devil could come before God and say, They're a terrible sinner. Look at everything they've done. And God just says, their righteousness is from me. You tell the devil when he starts condemning you, no, my righteousness is from Jesus. I'm perfect in the sight of God. Donald Trump is not a perfect person, but you know what? If he puts his faith in God, if he puts his faith in the blood, his righteousness is from God, and he is protected. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's important. Take your place. Good. Give it to Scott. Scott.
That's what I figured.
I asked Scott to come up and pray and lead us in prayer. He's got something good on his
mind. You and I were talking last week. I don't know if you remember, in the cafe, and we were talking about George Washington. I don't know if you remember. And I don't know if, now the KPA kids might know the story better than I, but.
They probably do.
They probably do. But there's a story that when George Washington, when they were in battle, that after the Revolutionary War, that the Indians came and they were saying that they saw the redcoats shooting at George Washington point blank, and he never got hit. Or maybe he got hit and it went through the collar.
It went through his coat, but it didn't hit him.
Didn't hit him. And we were likening that last week to Donald Trump, weren't we?
Yeah.
And, you know, this man has been...
you take it. I'm going to sit down.
Yeah. It has, you know, he has been so degraded, so lied about, so condemned by... for no reason. And... I was reading this morning in John, and John 15, and Jesus talked about the hatred of the world and how they hated him without cause and how they hate us without cause. They hate us as, you know, we are not of this world. We're of the kingdom of God. And, you know, they're going to hate us just like they hated Jesus. And so with Donald Trump. And I think our prayer really should be for these people in the media that they see the light and they become born again. And I think that's what our prayer should really be, you know. So why don't we pray? So dear Father God in heaven, we just come before you today and we just ask in Jesus' name that people in our country who are not born again would be born again, that they would see your truth, Father God, that the people in the media would see your truths and that they would repent of their sins, Father God, spark that light in their heart, so that they can see your truths and so that they would repent of their sins and be born again. And we just thank you to God for your love for us. We thank you. We know that your hand is still in our country, and we just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the adoration for who you are and for what you've done in our lives and what you're about to do. And we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And just want to say one more thing about Donald Trump. We all know that Donald Trump is not a perfect person. Who here is perfect? Nobody here is perfect. You know, look at David. David was not a perfect person, yet God said that he was a man after his own heart. And, you know, Donald Trump made a comment, I think it was this morning or last night, that he knows that God had his hand on him, and that's the only reason he's here. So there might be even more of a spark, you know, happening in Donald Trump's heart. So thank you for having me come up, Pastor.
Praise God. Thank you for that. Paul, Scott, I mean, you're Scott. I'm thinking the Apostle Paul. Think what happened to the church when the Apostle Paul was executed by Nero. Think of the disciples when Jesus was executed on the cross. But Sunday morning, something happened that changed the world forever, that really undid all the works of the devil when that power was released. We need to rise up, take dominion in our prayer life. Do you know, did he ever tell any of the animals to pray? Did he ever tell any of the angels to pray? We are the only unique beings in the universe that we know about that have been given a status equal to God.
Hallelujah.
Say, are you bringing God down to our level? No, he already brought us up to his. Amen. That we have been raised up together with Christ and seated with him in heavenly places, far above all principality, power, might, and dominion. It's yours. But we got to use it. We got to use it. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have communion. Can we pass out the elements? Two ordinances in the church are baptism, and the other is communion, both of which have to do with your identity in Christ. Think about that for a second. Thank you, Izzy. Appreciate you, brother. And... we need to, when we take this cup and eat this bread, we are making a declaration that our sins have been washed out. He said, I am he who has blotted out your sins for my own sake, because he doesn't want to spend eternity remembering your sins. So he had to come up with something. he employed something that was more powerful even than his own memory. Because if this is powerful enough to wash God's memory of your sin, then it's powerful enough to wash your memory of it and give you a righteousness consciousness. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory to you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the broken body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. Thank you, Jesus, for the new life and the new blessings, the promises, the benefits, and the empowerments of the new covenant that was sealed in your death, burial, and resurrection. Let's take it and break it. His body was broken so that yours can be whole. Receive his body. Praise you, Lord. It says he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, knowing what this represented, and he was giving thanks, do you go into a trial that could cost you everything? Giving thanks? You can, because God's got your future. Amen. You can, because your future in God's heart is a done deal. So you can thank him. In fact, you can count it all joy when you go through those trials. James said that. You know why? Not that you're thanking him for the trial. God doesn't send trials and tests. He doesn't do that. That's the devil's job. But he said for us to count it all joy because the joy of your Lord is your strength. I mean, there's enough trials, temptations, and tests here in the earth. The devil will see to that. But you can count it all joy because it's one more opportunity to prove that the devil is a liar, he is a thief, and he's going to get his. But you are going to be raised up on that last day to dwell forever with him. With Jesus, because we are partakers of the blood covenant. And Father, with that, use our mouth through prayer to release your hand to work on our behalf. Thank you. See, friends, if we don't pray, nothing happens. But if we pray, it looses God's hand to be able to work for us. It looses his angels to be able to put things together that no man could have done. I've watched that over and over, that thing with Trump yesterday. Because the news was playing it over and over and over. And just a little flinch, just like that, got this out of the way and put this in the way. Right at the right time, you tell me. Praise God. Lord, we also pray for the families of those who lost their lives yesterday, or the one who did, and the one who was injured. Lord, we just break the power of fear. And Lord, I pray, Father, for the next Trump rally to be so full that they can't get the people in. To be so full that I have to plan bigger stadiums, bigger places, bigger maybe fields, that they, because the people would be so great. We thank you, Father, that the people know what's going on in this country. You reveal it to them. And we break the power of deception over this nation. We break the power of lies over this nation, whether it has to do with from the news media or whether it has to do with professors who are socialists, who are teaching our kids that the founding fathers were nothing but a bunch of renegades. That we bind those lies now in the name of Jesus. And those who would rewrite the history of the country that you founded, Lord, we pray that those lies be separated from our minds in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we have the greatest nation that was ever birthed in the earth. And we stand here on this soil and we agree on earth as touching that your will be done in this country, in this nation, in our government in Washington, in all the state governments, in our court systems, in our schools, even in the libraries. We break the power of deception. We break the power of the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We walk in the life that you came to give us, the life of God that's flowing in our spirit. We thank you, Father, that that life has no end to it, no limits to it. It is eternal. Father, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you to pour out the spirit of wisdom and revelation on this country, on the mind and the media. Father, like Dwight Scott was saying, we break. We break that. Let me give you an example, folks. If you ever, I remember when I was going back into my business after the second church I pastored in, I said, you know what? I'm going back in my business. And you know what happened? The bottom just fell out. I had no desire to be in that business, a business I'd loved for 40 years. And it just dropped out. I pray that same thing for the media, that they snap to attention. I pray, Father, that they have no desire to continue the lies and the climbing over each other to get to the top of what? A lie? You have given them something better to aspire to, something that is pure, Father, something that is rich and has substance to it. Lord, show them that they're better than that. Show them that their eyes can be opened to truth that cannot be denied. They don't have to sell it like a snake oil salesman in the deception. Lord, just let their heart just fall into your will for their lives. And as we've won them to you, we've destroyed what the devil is trying to do through them. Thank you, Father. Give us eyes to see that. Give us ears to hear that. In Jesus' name. Rick? Ricky? Come on up here. My brother is called Rick, so you're Ricky. Here. It's on for you.
Okay. I just want to piggyback a little bit off of Pastor Tom and just say that over the last 8 years plus, we've seen quite the attack from the devil on a man that I believe has been chosen by God to lead this country.
Yeah.
And it's a picture in my mind when I think of what Jesus went through, right? He's not our Lord. I mean, that's obvious. And of course, it's a real easy attack from those that want to get us to step back from supporting this guy that was chosen by God. To say that we look at him as if he is our God or he is our Lord, that's such a ridiculous claim. But God has still chosen every leader, as we look back in the Bible, to get people through a certain segment of time. And as I reflect back over the last 8 years, what I see is that there is a unity. There is.
Amen.
It's coming together. It's slow, but it's purposeful. It's God's plan for us. He's in control. We say that so loosely. It's like it's like almost like a cliche, right? They say it's so cliche that there is a plan, that God has a plan for us, right? That's another kind of get you off track. But he does have a plan, and it is coming together. And what I do see is the unity of this country, little by little. You said it before. Every time they attack them, a little bit more comes in support. Another wave, another birth pain. We're going somewhere with this. And I can't help but to think. But what happened yesterday is not the final straw, but a big step, another big step in the right direction of that unity. People coming together. There's going to be people on the other side that say, you know what? That was one step too far. You're taking it too far. You can't attack somebody for running for a leadership position of this country. So with that as the context, I just want to go before the Lord and just say, thank you, Father. Thank you for your plans. Thank you that your ways are higher than our ways. We don't know all the plans that you have for us, but we know that they are good. They are for a prosperous end. That I see in the future that this country will be on top again and leading the world with the love of Christ, your love for us, Father. We will reflect once again out of this nation for the whole world to come together. It starts with us in these 50 states, but it's going to go beyond that and into the world, and the whole world will unite for one love as you prepare your body for your return back to this earth. We thank you. We look forward to it, Jesus. We can't wait for that day that you, the glory of the Lord returns into this earth. We are so thankful that you came and you showed us how to be humble, how to love on those that are confused. We appreciate that leadership that you gave us when you walked this earth. We thank you for the man that you've prepared for this day. And we just thank you that you're preparing in each and every one of us that boldness to step out and support that of what is right. And we see and we call out evil. And we thank you that you've given us the strength, the courage, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the peace, the love, the patience to deal and endure through this long-standing, this test of fire that has been put on this man we all walk with, and we are learning and gaining love and peace and knowledge and understanding and wisdom through this. We just thank you for all that you've done in this country and that you continue to do, and we just thank you for your blessed return that we know is soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes.
Sorry, I just want to share. I just
switch roles.
Yeah. I just wanted to share that God revealed something to me this morning. I was literally in that storm last night, driving, and I got on the highway. I was visiting a friend, and I was trying to watch the radar and not be caught in the storm. But I was in it the whole way, and it was probably the worst one I've ever been in. The thunder was right on top, the lightning was right on top, the tollway lights went out. The wind, there was, debris. I thought maybe it was hailing, but there was stuff hitting the car, and
you were alone.
And I was alone, but I wasn't. But I wasn't afraid, and I kept waiting for the fear to come on. I was waiting for it, and I'm just waiting for that fear to come, and it wasn't, and I just kept going, and I'm seeing all these people they're pulled over to the side, they're under the underpasses, and we're driving with our hazards on because you can't hardly see, and I'm just waiting for this fear, and it wasn't coming, and so I'm speaking, I'm like, peace be still, I'm telling, storm, like I'm thinking, it's gotta stop, and so I called Rick and I was like, hey, not scared, but I said, hey, there's stuff, hitting your car. I hit his car. I'm like, there's stuff hitting your car. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's hail or debris or what. And he was sleeping, and he was like, I don't think he even really heard what I was saying, but I was like, do you hear?
I was sleeping in the boat.
So I had kind of woken him up, and I was like, do you hear that? Like, can you hear this? The everything hitting the car, and I'm driving, and I'm waiting for him to kind of say, like, hey, maybe you should pull over, and coming in, partnership, like saying, okay, you should be fearful, And no, he was just like, oh, okay, yeah, okay. And I had woke him up, and it was just like this morning, God just wrecked me, and he was like, that's what it's like to go through a storm. And I was with you, and you weren't afraid. And he showed me that Rick was like this example of Jesus where he was just sleeping and was like, he wasn't going to partner with that fear and get me stirred up. It was just like, and, you know, and he said today when I told him, he's like, yeah, he's like, I wasn't really thinking about it, but I almost thought afterwards I maybe should have told you to pull over. Like, maybe you should pull over. But it was just God saying, this is what it's like to go through a storm and know that I am with you.
Amen.
I am with you, and you don't have to be afraid. And it was just this revelation that just wrecked me this morning. And so I am so thankful. And so I'll just pray, if you don't mind. I'm going to pray and just thank God for, Lord, we thank you. We thank Christ. You for storms, Lord. We thank you for the storms and the valleys, because you get the glory in those, Lord, because it's you who is known through those storms and things in our lives that we think are going to just ruin us or wreck us, and we just don't see a way, God. But you are the way and the truth and the life, and you are with us, and you say we are not given a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And Jesus, you are just with us. You are in that boat. And we say, Jesus, do you care? Do you care what we're going through? And he's there with us. And we just thank you so much, God. All the glory to you and the honor. And whatever storms that you may be going through, Father God, we just ask that you would reveal yourself, that we would just encounter you in every storm, in every valley, Father God. That we just thank you that you are returning hearts and minds to you, yes. Father. That you are showing up big in marriages and families, yes. Father God. In churches, as the body of Christ, Lord, that you are just showing up big and showing strong. And that our faith is just being strengthened and yes. fortified with each and every thing that we are seeing and experiencing, God. We just know that you are there and with us and surrounding us, God. And we can just feel and see those shields and these hedge of protection around us, Father. And so we just thank you, all the glory and honor to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, amen. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Ricky. Katie, you said something that is really powerful. So did you, Rick. Ricky. Getting Ricky.
As long as you don't follow up with Bobby.
Or Ralph. had a Biden moment there. You said something powerful that says, Jesus is in. You know, Jesus doesn't jump ship just because you're going through a storm. But he's not going to partner with fear. Because unbelief and fear is an insult to the integrity of God. That's the way he looks at it. You've got to look at it the same way. He knows that you don't see through that storm. He knows you can't see the end. Laura and I were stuck in a traffic jam yesterday, dead still for 10 minutes, and we couldn't see what was going on. There was no word coming, whatever. And then finally, after 10 minutes, it just unwound itself. But you can't see. That's why we have to walk by. For we walk, Fred Price, man, he's my man. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. Faith is seeing the end from the beginning, even when you can't see the end from the beginning. So thank you for that, and praise God. He can't partner with fear. You know, has fear ever solved one problem for you? Has worry ever solved? Has complaining ever solved? You know, it all comes from the same root, fear. Who else? One more person. Lichka.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. She raised
Praise
her hand
the Lord.
Right,
sister, I just have to say something to the story that you said. On our way, we had a camping trip. 10 days, we were supposed to be gone. God is so good. It was storming. It was raining. We had a blowout on the trailer. Izzy had no idea we were in the boonies. There was no cell towers there.
It's like God knew there was this little tiny street. He had no idea where he was pulling into. And he pulled into that street really quick. And we were kind of like in a little slump. The water was getting higher, ankle, knee. Like, Lord, we were really crying out to God. Lord, we need your help. I mean, all three of us, my son Anthony and my husband, we cried, we prayed, we cried. Finally, we got a little connection. We would call like six different people. Someone was going to charge $750 to come out. We said, no way. So we finally called the police. It is still storming and raining. So we called the police, and they said, well, we know this little man. 2 hours away, he'll come out and fix it. When he came, this little tiny 80-year-old man comes out of this car. I'm like, Lord, oh, my Lord, you sent an angel. The water was ready almost knee-high. He went in the trailer, fixed it, bing-bong-boom, 20 minutes, he was out. But what I'm trying to say is, in the midst of the storm, there was peace. All three of us just started just really, really crying so loud to God. We finally got a connection with the phone. We found someone to come out and fix the tire. It could have been worse. Usually when you have a blowout on a trailer, the whole end goes out. Praise God, our trailer was okay. But it's just in the midst of the storm, we found peace. In James 15:5, I am the bark, I'm the vine, you are the branches. You abide in me, I abide in you. I promise to bear you fruit. Without me, you cannot do anything. And without the Lord, we couldn't do it. So we ask God, just calm the storm, just for us to get out. The rain slowed down, no more thunder, lightning. We're able to get out of this little slump, and we went on our way. But those 3, 4, 5 hours, there was fear. Izzy was over there crying his eyes out. Me and Anthony, we were just really, my voice was so loud with God, you got to help us now. No, I mean, it was scary. We were in the boonies. Who's going to come out and help us? But God found a way. And I agree with you, sister. In the midst of the storm, it's the middle. You will find peace. And he did that. He calmed the storm, and he gave us peace, and he helped us. So we had the last laugh at the devil. Ha ha.
Leah Brooks. Well, the other last one.
Okay. 2 Timothy 1. This verse is one we know. It's one I've prayed over my life, my family, my ministry, all the things, right? If you have been saved for any period of time and dealt with fear, you have it, right? So, for God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, right? So, in the last month, the Lord has been bringing this up over and over and over to me. I'm going to read it in the Amplified. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear. It's not shaking. He did not give us a spirit of being timid. Have we been timid in the face of what's happening? Have we been bold in the face of what's happening? He didn't give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice. It's not cowardice against a demon in our face. It can be. But is it cowardice when our rights are being trampled on and what God has ordained in this country being stripped of us? Are we being timid? Everyone thinks it's my personality to be bold. I might be born with a mouth to speak. I might be the mouth in the body of Christ. A mouth, not the mouth. Shh. He's ignoring me. But my personality is irrelevant. What God says about me and my obedience to him, the reason I'm bold, the reason that I get better and better at standing out and saying things that people get mad about is because of who he is and because of obedience to him, not because of my personality. And I feel like so many of people who know me just pass it off as my personality. It's not my personality. And I'm not talking about this because of me. I'm saying this because it's who you are. You have the same spirit inside of you. You don't have to look like me. You don't have to sound like me. But we do have to look like and sound like Jesus. And we do have to obey him and use the power that he's given us. So he hasn't given us a spirit of timidity. The first thing that's after that is he's given us a spirit of power. Do you feel like you're using that power? We need to stand up. We need to do what he's saying. We don't need to stand up and do what everybody else is doing. We don't need to stand up and scream unless he's telling you to, right? We need to go, Lord, what do you want me to do today? What do you want me to do when I start feeling that cowardice, when I start feeling timid? We need to combat that with the power that he's given us. That's the spirit he's given us. Power, love. Because right away we go, power of God. We just command that spirit and demon and Biden to get out. And I say that in all honesty, right? But if we don't have that spirit of love, we can't see that Paul or that Biden is no different than Paul murdering Christians, holding the garment, no different than David sleeping with some man's wife and murdering his husband. If Biden got saved, do you know what would happen to this country? He knows all the things. But we need to be on God's side, on God's team. We're not against Biden. We are against those demons that he is operating under. But we have power, then we have love. So we know how to love, but love is truth, right? Power, love, and sound judgment and personal discipline. We don't like that part. Are you reading your word every day? I'm not saying this to judge you. Get in the word, you guys. We have got to build ourselves up. What is coming is big, and we were chosen for this time. Act like it. You are a soldier in God's army. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if you're the kids in the back or if you're retired. You are a soldier in God's army for today. We are under attack. He is standing. Trump is standing in between us. We don't follow the man. We follow the anointing. I could care less who the man is. I've come to love him for what he's doing, right? But I don't care about him. That anointing that he's standing under is in between us and him. When we're starting schools like this, we're standing in between the government and Satan's agenda and our children. We are anointed for now. This isn't, oh, this is what Leah's doing, or oh, this is what Katie's doing. God is doing this. You need to ask for your assignment. You need to get up. You need to do something. It doesn't matter what you're going through. When you hit resistance, that means that there's a breakthrough. You're not going to get the breakthrough unless you move through the resistance. Things come. You're going to be attacked. We don't have a promise that we're not going to have trouble. We do have a promise that he's overcome the world. We have to get on God's page with this, you guys. It's so serious. And I feel like you all, I talk to a lot of people, not just our church, but I feel like people write me off all the time and they're not listening to what God is saying and what God is doing because Leah's just bold or Leah has a big mouth. God is doing this. We have a mandate on our lives to be doing something. It's not to be sitting at home and praying unless you're an intercessor. Than it is to be sitting home and praying and sacrificing and fasting. And you guys, we have to be fasting. Amen. We don't hear clearly from God unless we're fasting. You didn't know what was going to happen when you gave me the mic. I'm still going. So this judgment and personal discipline are abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. The fact that I can use self-control with what I came from is because of God. So I'm going to go back to 2 Timothy 1:6. Everything I just said, this is that. It says, that is why I remind you to fan into flame the gracious gift of God, that inner fire, the special endowment which is in you through the laying on of my hands, this is Paul speaking, with those of the elders at your ordination. We are supposed to fan into flame, not God. We don't wait for a feeling. We fan into flame by speaking the word, by reading the word, by obeying him in the little things. So it goes right into, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and sound judgment, personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. So it doesn't end there. Do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord or about me as his prisoner. This is our testimonies. What have we gone through, right? We're supposed to share these things. But with me, take your share of suffering. We are going to suffer. It's okay. We've been built for it. He's got a way through it. Don't try to avoid the suffering or think that that's God telling you to stop. With me, take your share of suffering for the gospel. Continue to preach regardless of the circumstances, in accordance with the power of God, for his power is invincible. For he delivered us and saved us and called us with a holy calling, a calling that leads to a consecrated life, a life set apart, a life of purpose, not because of our works or because of any personal merit. We could do nothing to earn this, but because of his own power, his own purpose, his own grace, his amazing undeserved favor, which was granted to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But now that extraordinary purpose and grace has been fully disclosed and realized by us, has it been? Through the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we have to think about that. He rose from the dead. It's not just a sentence. Through his incarnation and earthly ministry, abolished death, making it null and void. Stop being worried about your life. Brought to life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of this good news regarding salvation. This is why I suffer as I do. We will suffer. We have to stop running from the suffer. It's okay. And you start getting numb to it. You start getting excited when things come at you because you know what's on the other side. You know you're going to get through it. You know you're going to learn so much about God in it and get stronger and more rooted so that you're not moved. Yes, this is why I suffer as I do. Still, I am not ashamed, for I know him. I am personally acquainted with him who I have believed, with absolute trust and confidence in him and in the truth of his deity. I am persuaded beyond any doubt that he is able to guard that which I have entrusted to him until that day when I stand before him. You have to entrust things to him. You have to entrust your family, your children, your spouse, your money, your bills. You have to entrust things to him in order for him to be trusted with them. Stop trying to hold on to it. That which I have entrusted to him until that day when I stand before him, keep and follow the pattern of sound teaching and doctrine which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard with greatest care and keep unchanged the treasure, that precious truth, which has been entrusted to you. That is the good news about salvation through personal faith in Jesus Christ, through the help of the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. I'm just going to pray. Can I pray? Is that okay? Lord Jesus, we love you, Father. We praise you. We honor you. We put you first. We adore you, Father. We know that this is our battle right here, is to focus in on you and your greatness. The circumstances are irrelevant. What's happening in our world is irrelevant. When we tap into what you have, we're part of your plan. Father, we thank you that you are speaking, that we have ears to hear you. I thank you for assignments being given right now in Jesus' name. I thank you that as people are hearing things and going, what, me? Father, that you are confirming that by what I'm saying right now. Jesus is saying, yes, you. Take a step. Fall on your face, it doesn't matter. Father, we thank you for boldness. We thank you for courage. We thank you that you have not given us a spirit of being timid, but that we are bold for you, Jesus. We thank you that anywhere we make a mistake, that you are our rear guard and you are covering us. Father, we thank you that our mistakes are part of how we learn. I bind that spirit of fear that prevents people from moving forward in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of fear over President Trump right now in Jesus' name. I thank you that no demons are going to come on him after this, Father. I thank you that he is going to walk in divine protection and confidence in you. I thank you that he already gave you all the credit. Father, I thank you that he acknowledges you, O Lord, and that you acknowledge him. Jesus, we pray a hedge of protection over him. I pray for boldness in him, Father, for you. I thank you for obedience, that he has ears to hear you, that he has the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. We come against all attacks, assaults, oppression, and fear that are coming against him in Jesus' name, against his family. We thank you for supernatural hedge of protection over them. Father, that trickles down to our country as he is the leader. Father, that it trickles down over us. We thank you. We bind sin. We bind all of the witchcraft, all of the spells, all of the seances that have been held against him. Father, we come against it in the name of Jesus. No cause of Satan can alight on him or his family or his word that he is speaking about you. Father, I thank you that his focus is on you. Jesus, we just thank you for unity in the body of Christ. We thank you for boldness. We thank you that you love us. Jesus, and we just pour out our love on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I got it. Praise God. Very precious, Leah. Praise God. Well, it's time to give to the Lord in our tithes and offerings as we close the service. God's given us so much. And He deserves. It's easy to sing it. You deserve the glory and the honor. You know, honoring God requires substance. It's just that simple. Respect gives compliments and so forth, but honor really requires substance. And when you give Him your substance, He will give you His substance. It's that simple. Get involved in the law of sowing and reaping because it works. Lori and I testified to that. Dwight, you got to listen to what this man says in his tithe messages every week, or most every week. Because it'll help you. And that's what we're here to do, to encourage, equip, and empower. My wife just reminded me. And you can't give what you don't have. But when you give what you have, God will give you what He has, and you will have something to give. Amen? Amen? Just the way it works. So let's... Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive these tithes and offerings that glorify You, that honor You from our substance. We thank You, Father, that our giving activates Your law of giving and receiving. It's a law that works like gravity. And we thank You, Father. We understand that You delight in a cheerful giver. So we give cheerfully and hilariously, because we know that we're given to a God who cannot be outdone in His generosity. He will not be outgiven, because You are our endless supply. In Jesus' name, amen. The cross has the final. You guys' comments were so beautiful today. It was just orchestrated by the Holy Spirit. What's the words? The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Period. The cross has the final word. Whoa. He, Savior, has come. The morning light. The cross has the final word. Just let the cross. There's something in there for everybody. You know, one thing that holds us back is because we think we don't know something. We don't know enough to be able to witness to people. We don't know enough. It has nothing to do with knowledge. We've been worshiping at the tree of knowledge ever since the fall. It's a person that lives inside of you. Jesus told us this. He instructed us. The Holy Spirit will give you what to say. When you put yourself in a position for Him to act, He will act, and He'll give you the words to say. He knows what's going on in that person's heart, and He'll give you the words at that time. The words of love and acceptance in Christ, not condemnation and fear. Praise God. Jesus is so good. I mean, He's something else. He just really is. Ricky and Katie, Leah, Olichka, who else? Scott. Dwight, good words. Good words. You can be confident in this. The Word of God is God's Word. no matter who's speaking it. So keep it in your mouth and keep it in your heart and keep it flowing. Amen. You're dismissed.
Can I say one thing?
One more thing. I do.
And so we just honor you. We love you. We have birthday cake for you. And we're so glad you're our pastor.
Can we sing?
Yeah.
You going to play or just going to sing?
Okay. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love you.
Thank you so much. I love every one of you.
We love you.
And I really know a lot about each one of you, too. You get that when you pray for people. And I still love you. And because, you know what? Like we just, the cross has the final word and the ground is level at the cross. So that we're all there, right? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. No matter who you are, what position God puts in the church, believe me. If you knew me in the world, I could not even look at a person in the eye and finish a sentence. I was so, what's the word, introverted, afraid of what they would think of me.
Now you don't care.
I don't care. You know, if somebody wants to get mad at what I say, I can't tell you how much I don't care. Because the truth will change them. But if you start agreeing with them out of fear, whatever, you might as well just pave their road to hell. But if you love them enough to tell them the truth, put yourself to the side and let God do it, and you'll see miracles. That's a miracle in my life. So I love you. Thank you for that birthday song and for the cake. We'll have some. Praise God. Thank you. You're dismissed.